or Lebez El Wednesday night.
Okay, we talk about Zman Kriya Shema. Actually, there are four Zmani Kriya Shema. From Alos HaShachar, you're not supposed to read the Kriya Shema L'chatchila if it's just Alos HaShachar, and not yet Mishayakir. But if you did it, then B'diyevid Yotze, and here's an interesting halacha, where it's only if it happens once in a while. The Mishnah Berurah says if it happens too often, more than once every 30 days. This is again saying Kriya Shema after Alos, but before Mishayakir. So you're not Yotze at all, even B'diyevid, if it happens often, the Mishnah Berurah says. If it happens once a month, he says, you have, that's when you're Yotze B'diyevid. And B'shas HaTchak, you could say Kriya Shema from Alois, even L'chatchila. B'shas HaTchak, you have to get to work, you have to travel, so then you could say it from Alois. Mishayakir is the correct time to say Kriya Shema, then it's L'chatchila to say it. The preferred time is to say it right before Nates, and then to Davin B'Nates. That's the preferred time. That's like after Mishayakir. And then in many poskim, after Nates is already also either called the Diyeved, or it's called the Shaila, how to characterize after the Nates, whether we call it the Diyeved, or we say that's also, you know, it's not preferred, but it's also the Chatchila. So those are the Zmani Kriya Shema. Okay. We go on to Chodesh Halavos, and we're in the Hakdama. We're in Shir number 28. He extols using your mind to figure out the basic things in Hashkafa, about Hashem, Avos Hashem, etc. I asked, people who are considered Torah scholars, what I describe to you as the chokhmah that a person's mind is capable of. So we have to use that. The Heshivosi, he told me, no. Kabbalah tamod b'mokamo iyon b'zeh u'b'kameshadomalo. Our Kabbalah, the Mesorah, can take the place of being ma'ayin. So we have a Kabbalah that this is true about Hashem and this is the way it is. So that takes the place of thinking about it. That's what this Talmud Chacham told me. Amarti lo, says the Chavis Halvavis. No. Ein zeroi, that's only appropriate to be soimach on Mesorah, and lemi she'ein bo yecholas la'ayin. That they miyut hakaraso, doesn't have the brain. Sometimes some people think, they say, I get a headache from thinking. The doicha kavanoso, kenoshim v'chiktanim, v'chasevi das min ha'anoshim. So we have Mesorah for people who can't figure things out on their own. Aval, misha kocho sichlo, v'hakaroso, lamod albera mashakibel, someone who can properly understand and clarify to himself what he received the Kabbalah. The ikvuhu melayim bo, but he stopped. He was not ma'ayin into it. Pesichlo ha'atzlus. V'hakalus b'mitzvus ha'kel b'tarasso. He doesn't take it that seriously. So he's like, he's saying the Kabbalah. But he doesn't want to figure things out for himself. This is the sheet of the Chavis HaLavus. Hunana shalzeh. He's going to be punished. V'oshem al shehesalim imenu. He didn't delve into it. He didn't delve into time and mitzvus. He didn't delve into the inner meaning of the mitzvus. He didn't delve into the meaning of Hashem Echad. He didn't delve into Avos Hashem. So just to say that he's soimach on the Kabbalah, that's improper. This is an analogy. The king tells the servant to collect taxes. He should have a clarity in how much each province gave and how much it adds up to. He should have a clarity about the momentous. And he was doing that. Saying, you don't really have to do that, you just have to collect the money. What do you care? You don't have to have a clarity in how much money and where it came from. He believed them. He said, I have the money. He didn't do what the Melech told him to have a deeper understanding of how much money it is and where it's from and who it's from, etc. וכאשר הגיע הדובר למלך ציווה להובי המום לפונוב וכאשר שואל אוסו על משקולו ומניונו לא יוחש הושב על הדובר. He didn't know, he didn't have a clarity in exactly, you know, the what the money represents and where it's from and where it's coming from and how much it adds up to. He just knew, like a bottom line, this is how much money there is here. V'chivu ha-melech al-sher hekel b'mitzvoso. The somach al-divri avodov. He listened to the avodim and said, it's not important. What's important is the bottom line. And you shouldn't have listened to them. I told you to understand it fully, to get a clarity in it. V'dov v'sher yochel amonov. V'filu m'yitzah ha-momen k'divrayem, even if there's a bottom line. V'ilu lo ha-yiboki b'inyan. Now, if he wasn't capable of figuring it out, lo yimishayv al asher somach aleihem. V'chein atot, says the Chavis Olvavus, lo yisi yochel agi alinyan zem ederech sichlecha, if you can't figure it out, kamo ilos mitzvus Hashema, understanding the reason behind many mitzvus, ha'isanircha tainos chatainos, so you would have a taina. You can't figure it out, so yisoymech on Kabbalah. V'chein amoysa dait chatzorah, you wouldn't be nenesh on your pshia. Aval amish ato das utfuna, but if you're an intelligent person, shetucha lamad bohem al biru mashe kibalto meachachomem b'shem hanaviyin, you can think about what you have in the sora, nisharashe hados, v'kitfei hamasim, understanding the mitzvahs, understanding the ikrim of Yiddishkeit. Ato mitzuvah l'shtamish bohem achetamad al inyan v'yizborach ha-miderach ha-kabbalah v'aseichu yachad. And that's the strongest way to know it. You have the Kabbalah, what your mind can't figure out, you have the Kabbalah, but otherwise you have an absolute obligation to figure it out and to logically work things out and logically understand the reasons for what you're doing and so on and so forth. If you don't do that, kimekatzer mashatochayel v'borach ha-yizborach, you're falling short of your obligations to Hashem.